This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The world has changed in many ways in the last few months, but one thing remains the same. Muammar Gaddafi remains in power in Libya's capital. Diplomats, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are gathering today in search of a way to remove him. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is covering the meeting in the city of Abu Dhabi by the Persian Gulf. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Is anything on the table here that has not been tried in previous diplomatic meetings over Libya?
Well, there doesn't seem to be anything really new on the table, but there's certainly a new atmosphere. This is the third meeting of what's called the Contact Group on Libya, and U.S. officials traveling with Secretary Clinton say this meeting comes amid growing momentum for change in Libya. There's been a lot more intensive bombing by NATO. One official actually told us that earlier this week, on a day when there was pretty intense bombing in Tripoli, he got a call from Libyans close to Gaddafi asking, "Why are you doing this?" So officials definitely feel as if the pressure is mounting on Gaddafi and those around him. And they also say that more and more countries are promising to help the rebel government.
Well, when you talk about helping the rebel government, could that help include cash, which the rebels say they're running out of?
They do need it, and U.S. officials say they understand the urgency of it and won't let the TNC go under. That was the quote that officials were telling us last night.
Oh, the Transitional National Council of the Libyan Rebel Government?
Exactly. But, you know, Congress is still working on legislation that would allow the U.S. to use some of the frozen Libyan assets to help that opposition government. The U.S. also announced that the first shipment of oil that was sold by that rebel government to an American refining company has just arrived in Hawaii, actually, of all places. But again, this is all still a work in progress, and the U.S. is clearly counting on others here at the meeting, you know, Arab states in particular, to do more to help out.
Well, let me ask about something that has caused some governments to hesitate somewhat in helping the rebels, and that is their uncertainty about who these guys are, how they would run Libya if they were running it, and whether they're ready. Do diplomats think they're ready?
That's one of the things they're really talking about here. There is a representative of the government. At least U.S. officials, there do seem to be some lingering doubts. You know, one official said the Transitional National Council is making incremental progress, but he couldn't say that they'd be ready to take over Libya tomorrow if Gaddafi fell. And there are obviously a lot of unknowns. You know, how would this group restore security in Tripoli if Gaddafi fell, for instance? The flip side of this is I'm not sure that U.S. government or many of the countries involved here are really ready to manage this either. I mean, they're still talking about what an endgame might look like and what do you do about Gaddafi. One official told us on the plane that there have been general discussions about that, but no specific offers for exile, no plan on where he should go or whether he should remain in Libya.
So no one is volunteering to provide him a new home?
At least nothing specific on the table that we know of.
Let me ask about one other thing before I let you go, Michelle Kellerman. Of course, we're in the midst of this Arab Spring. There are uprisings everywhere. One place that's particularly chaotic now is Yemen after the president left. Are diplomats also discussing that?
Yes. You know, I mean, the mantra of the Obama administration in all of these Arab uprisings has been to support an orderly transition, and that's clearly not what's happening in Yemen. President Ali Abdullah Saleh was wounded in an explosion last week. He's recuperating in Saudi Arabia, and there are indications that he'll be there for a while. The U.S. has been encouraging him to agree to a transition plan offered by Gulf states, and that's really going to be a dominant theme of Clinton's meetings here.
So in both countries, the question of a transition of what happens after the leader falls, that's the key question and the hard question.
It's a very hard question. And, you know, Steve, Yemen is the Arab world's poorest country, so there's lots of concerns that it can't handle this instability for very long. The economy is collapsing. There are fears of a potential refugee crisis. And, you know, the U.S. is worried about this terrorist group called Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, that they could take advantage of this instability as well.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Abu Dhabi. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.